You're listening to Win the Day with James Whittaker.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, this is the number one podcast to help you win the day every day. Here's your host, James Whittaker.
Let's go.
Hey winners, welcome back to Win the Day Wednesday. Before we begin, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe button so you can get access to episodes like this one as soon as they're released. The response to episode 182 with Dr. Gabor Mate has been huge. Within 1 week, it's become one of the most downloaded episodes ever on the podcast. If you're a parent or you've struggled with mental health, depression, or addiction, that episode is an absolute must listen. Again, that's episode 182 with Dr. Gabor Mate. I'll include a link to that in the show notes. All right, let's get into today's fun. And in this mini-sode, we're going to tackle a common trap that many of us fall into, comparing ourselves to the average person or average results. When we measure our progress against the average, we're setting ourselves up for mediocrity. Now, you might be concerned about comparing yourself to anything at all. And I get it. There's the famous quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy." It's so true and one of the all-time great quotes. But here's the thing. To bring out our best, we still need a benchmark to aim at. We still need a North Star to guide us. Think about all the kids who would go on to become world champion athletes. It's because they imagine themselves as one of the champions who went before them. Kids capture that energy in practice that enables them to train with purpose, determination, and imagination. Tom Brady, the greatest NFL player of all time, spent his childhood idolizing quarterback Joe Montana until he surpassed him. How different would Brady's career have been if he compared himself to average? The champions of tomorrow look up to the ones who have paved the way for them, the ones who act without constraints. Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Sarah Blakely, the list goes on. Say what you want about their personal lives, but they molded the world into what they wanted and got to enjoy incredible rewards for their commitment. They looked at what's possible and in every case left a trail of disillusioned critics in their wake. They looked beyond average. In fact, in many cases, average was their opportunity. We're all born with big dreams and imagination. I mean, I can see it in my kids and their friends. It's beautiful to watch. Yet as we get older, the interactions we have with other people and the programming we receive from our environment diminishes those dreams. And eventually, somewhere along the way, the target we're aiming for gets closer and closer until we reach it without any effort. And that's when your spark goes, and that's when you connect with the energy of mediocrity. That's when you lose touch with who you are and where you want to go, and that's when bad decisions create an unhappy life because you've got nothing to aim for. You've lost your why, your what, and your how. So how do you get things back on track? Well, you don't do it by aiming for average. I lived the first 23 years of my life where all I wanted to be was average. In fact, the sum total of my desires was to be just like everybody else. And it's a horrible life because you're in survival mode rather than abundance mode. And there's a big difference. It's an angry, frustrated, painful existence that I wouldn't recommend to anyone. It feels like there's a ceiling on everything that you can do, and it's an extremely low ceiling at that. Not to mention how unfair it is to all the people who believed in you in the first place. So instead of looking to the average, shift your focus to what's optimal. Aspire to reach your full potential, to be the best version of you. The leaders of every industry didn't get to where they are by comparing themselves to the average. They set their sights on greatness, and they were relentless in their pursuit of excellence. Often that was the boring reps behind closed doors that no one could see until they became another overnight success, 20, 30, 40 years in the making. To give you an example of something from my own life, a few years ago, I read a book called Life Force by Tony Robbins. It was on a trip to Australia, and I saw the book sitting there, and I picked it up. It's a great book. It's all about being in the best physical condition you can be in, and perhaps you've read that book too. And what Tony did is after that book, he connected with Dr. Peter Diamandis and the best people they could find, and they created Life Force as essentially a gym membership for optimal health, performance, and longevity. What they do is they send someone out to your house to do a blood draw. They evaluate evaluate that blood draw against more than 40 markers that drive health and performance. They give you an initial summary from a functional health doctor based on those results, and then they give you a virtual consultation with another doctor who answers any questions you have and gives you a personalized plan based on your goals and your test results. And this is something they repeat with you quarterly for as long as you're a member of LifeForce. And a few months ago, my wife and I had heard about LifeForce and how great it was, so we thought we'd give it a try. And it's been incredible. And no, I'm not paid to say this. It's so different to how we use doctors traditionally in Western medicine, where you wait to get sick, you find a local doctor, and you go there and you take a pill or something on a prescription, and you just wait to get better. It's just so different to the way that things have been done traditionally. And the one thing that really stood out to me is that the markers they give you at LifeForce are not compared to the average person. I mean, the average person's health is pretty horrible. Just look around next time you're out in public. What they do is they compare you to optimal health. And realistically, achieving that optimal health of 100% is a completely unattainable goal. They give you a life score out of 100, and mine was 70. And I've been eating super clean. I've focused on exercise, nutrition, rest, all of these different things. And mine was still around 70, although my biological age was 5 years younger than my actual age. So that was really nice. But what I mean to say by this is that trying to achieve that score of 100 for optimal health is a completely unattainable goal, because we're all human and there's a lot of complexity in the mix. But the pursuit of getting as close as possible to that, it's just been so motivating for me. I've been focused on being the best I can be for such a long time, but even this with LifeForce has motivated me to step it up even more. So everything I do on the health side, the things related to LifeForce like nutrition, fitness, recovery, it's all about moving from where I am now to the optimal version of me. Not the average version, but the optimal version. And that's what the whole win the day mentality does. It bridges the gap between who you are today and who you could be tomorrow based on your potential if you do the reps. Average is the wrong thing to benchmark against because it does not inspire big action. So how can you apply this mindset shift to your life? Well, it starts by redefining your standards and raising the bar for what you consider success to be in the first place. And here are four practical steps to help you get there. Number one, define your North Star. Take some time to reflect on what success looks like for you. What are your long-term goals and aspirations? What do you truly want to achieve in life? And what can you hold as the optimal? Look for a North Star that inspires you in all the different parts of your life that are the most important: career, health, family. So that's number one, define your North Star in all of those areas. Number two, set stretch goals. Once you've defined your North Star, set stretch goals that challenge you to go above and beyond what you thought was possible. Look for the optimal version of what you're capable of, really capable of, and use that as inspiration to do the work you need to do today. Like a magnet, that will pull you into the action that delivers the results, that turns you into the person worthy of the success you desire and attracts all of the success you want. So that's number two, set stretch goals. Number three, measure your progress. As much as you can, take a look at where you're at today. Perhaps that's a photo or some other important metrics. And in fact, I wish I did take a photo of my before when I started this fitness and health journey now, because I really lost my way a little bit when I became a father. So it's been about 2.5 years now that I've been incredibly consistent, much more consistent than I have ever been in terms of strength training and fitness. And with these photos and other metrics that you keep, you don't need to post these on social media. Remember, it's the reps behind the scenes that really make you a champion. But having something that you can revisit that reveals the progress you've made can be incredibly motivating. That's what it is for me when I look back at how much I was lifting at these different things to see it incrementally increasing over the last 2.5 years. It's a bit like what John Assaraf from The Secret calls an achievement board of what you've done rather than a vision board of what you want to do. It's a very big difference. So that's number three, measure your progress. And number four, focus on growth. Remember that success is not just about achieving a specific outcome. It's all about the journey of growth and self-improvement. Look at challenges that you're going to face as opportunities to learn and evolve. And have fun. That's where you can bring out your best. In fact, having fun is just such a great attitude to have as we do all of these different things. And if you can find fun in the discipline and doing these reps behind the scenes, that's what makes all the difference. So those four things again, define your North Star in the most important areas of your life, like career, health, family. Number two, set stretch goals for each of those areas. Number three, measure your progress and use that as motivation. And number four, focus on growth and have fun. I also reached out to LifeForce as a happy customer of theirs, and I said, come on guys, there has to be something we can give the Win the Day community. And they said yes, thankfully. So what they've done is they've offered $300 off their diagnostic, and we've got the founder, who's actually a Brizzy boy, who's going to come on the show later in the year too. So if you want to use that discount, go to mylifeforce.com/win the day, and you'll get $300 off the diagnostic testing, which is an absolute steal. It's what will compare you against more than 40 of the biomarkers for health and performance. Go to mylifeforce.com/win the day or click the link in the show notes to do that. LifeForce is only available in the US at the moment, so if you're not in the US, find a local equivalent in your area. I mean, your health is the most important thing, and over the long term, you'll find that ignorance is certainly not bliss if you neglect it. So make sure you get your health in order, and something like LifeForce is a great way to do that. To finish up, instead of asking, am I better than average, ask yourself, am I reaching my full potential? Am I pushing myself to be the best that I can be? Through this perspective, you'll not only raise your own standards, but you'll also inspire others to do the same. Because when you strive for greatness, you create a ripple effect of excellence that extends far beyond yourself, and that can be the best gift you ever give someone. That's all for this episode. Click the link in the show notes to learn more about the Win the Day Mastermind, LifeForce, or check out the episode with Dr. Gabor Mate. Remember to get out there and win the day. Until next time, aim for greatness. Onwards and upwards, always.